Do you think it makes God happy for us to praise Him and worship Him? We know it does. He loves it. Just like this 2 Samuel said here, "Therefore I will give thanks unto thee, O God, among the heathen." He's done so many wonderful things for us. We ought to be praising and worshiping the Lord, right? I was thinking a while ago when I was sitting on the back, when the song says, "And lift holy hands," I looked up and I don't think there was a single person here that didn't have both hands raised to the Lord. I thought, Lord, the little church I was raised up in, I was the only one that raised my hands. In fact, I remember a woman that I got delivered, her and her husband, and of course her husband was, I didn't realize this until I got him set free. But he had a PhD from a Lutheran seminary, and his wife was on, I forget how many different drugs, and I spent one whole evening with them down to Baptist Church. I got her set free, and after she got set free of all those drugs, she was amazed when I showed her, and he too, when I showed them what was available with the promises of God. And that night, that woman went home, flushed all of her drugs down the toilet, and then went back to her doctor the next day and said, "Doc, I won't never be back. I've been delivered by Jesus Christ." And the doc thought she was completely crazy. She joined the choir after that. She became a happy lady. And when they were singing up there in the choir, you can imagine how she stuck out. Only one in the whole choir with both hands raised. Later, she came to me and said, "We're going to have to leave the church." Only a couple of months later. I said, "Where are y'all going?" She said, "Well, I don't know." But she said, "The pastor came to me and asked me if I would stop raising my hands while we were singing." I told him I couldn't. I was giving praise to God for what He'd done for me. She said, "There's no way I can now go up there and not praise Him with my hands raised." So they left and went to another church. Isn't that sad? We ought to have the freedom. Hey, if you don't want to raise your hands, that's okay. But if you want to raise one hand this high, like I used to at the Baptist church, that's okay. But if you've been delivered and you want to throw both of them up there in this church, you're okay, right? We want you to praise the Lord in this place because God commands it. And I will give thanks unto the Lord among the heathen, and I will sing praises unto your name. 2 Chronicles 31:2. "And Hezekiah appointed the courses of the priests and the Levites after their courses, every man according to his service, the priests and the Levites for burnt offerings and for peace offerings, to minister and to give thanks and to praise in the gates of the tents of the Lord." Now, you notice right there, to minister and to give thanks. That was those men's job. That's all they were supposed to do. You know, I didn't realize how many times that's in God's Word until today and yesterday and today as I was reading that. Many times in Israel, there was a group of men that would be called forth, and their whole job was to praise the Lord and give thanks unto God. Now then, what if you got a little nation over here and you got 500 of them over here and that's all they're doing, standing over and saying, "Lord, we thank you and we praise you. We thank you, Lord." Reckon that might move God's hand a little bit? Wow. And He called these men to minister and to give thanks and to praise in the gates of the tents of the Lord. The other day, Kathy, she was hid out in her little corner there where she does the mailing, you know. I didn't know she was behind the wall. And I come through, and I was thinking about something, and I walked through the door, didn't look that way to see if she was there or nothing. And I got nearly to the door of the other side of the ministry room. Kathy said, "Pastor!" I said, "Oh, my gosh." I said, "Kathy, I'm sorry. I didn't know you were there. Good morning. How are you doing?" She said, "That's not what I wanted to hear." I said, "What do you mean?" She said, "I've never heard you walk through here yet that you didn't say at least praise the Lord at least once from this door to that door." I said, "Okay, praise the Lord." She said, "Okay, you can go on now. That's what I wanted to hear." In fact, the other day when we were in Baltimore, one of the men, he was around, Dave and I, he carried us back and forth to the church and everything. And when we left, he said, "I have never seen two men like you two men." Talk about me and Dave. If you say praise the Lord, Dave says, "Hallelujah." Or if Dave walks through and say, "Hallelujah," you say, "Praise the Lord." He said, "I've never seen two men." That's all you guys talk about, Jesus. Can you think of a better subject to talk about? Do you think our God loves it when we praise Him? I know He loves it. He wants us to bless Him. Now let's go to Ezra 3:11. Ezra 3:11. "And they sang together by course in praising and giving thanks unto the Lord." See, this is their job. Because God is good, and His mercy endures forever. Not only toward Israel now, that was in the Old Covenant. Is God's mercy endured forever for us too? Absolutely. You know, if we just will do what he says, and his mercy endures forever. And all the people shouted with a great shout when they praised the Lord, because the foundations of the house of the Lord was laid. I think about when the people shout. I think about every time I think about Philip years ago when Philip was 11. When I prayed for Philip and his little body was so covered with warts and scars all over him that after the fourth week, the Lord had not only taken off Philip's warts, but he took off all the scars off of Philip's body. I think about that mother of his. And remember, she was a Baptist. But when that mother come in that morning, I have never... Of course, she was a pretty tall woman, too. As you know, you can see Philip. Philip's about 6'4", I guess, or something like that. He grew up to be a big boy. But his mother is about 5'10 or 5'11". She's a tall woman. But that tall woman, I have never seen a tall woman in a Baptist church praise God like Philip's mother after Philip got healed. I mean, she come in dancing. Woo, praise the Lord. You know, I mean, man, she's jumping up and down. Praise the Thurman. Come over here and look at my boy. Look what God's done. Boy, she's just jumping all over the place. I said, you know, first time I ever saw a charismatic mother in a Baptist church. But you know, when Jesus shows up, we can become charismatic, can't we? But we shouldn't have to have him do something like that to get charismatic. We ought to be able to just look at everything he's done around us. You ought to be able to look at that hand like William that time. Thank you, Lord, that I can open it. For 8 years, he couldn't. 8 years, little William's hand had been like this. And I prayed for him. William came up after an hour and a half of teaching faith. He came up and said, Thurman, do you think that God might heal my hand if you prayed for me? I said, no, Will, I don't think he will. I know he will. I thought, boy, is that jumping off the deep end. But I reached up and just touched William. And his hand, right in front of my eyes, his hand went, whoosh. Wow! Only I said it with a little more enthusiasm. Woo! Glory to God in the highest. Now, can we get excited about those kind of things? And then the next day when I went back, or a few days later, whatever it was, when I went back to see him at his little apartment, he was sitting right in the middle of the bed. That's all he was doing. Thank you, Jesus. I thought, Lord, when's the last? I could do that with both hands. I always have been able to do it both hands. And I have never said, thank you, Lord, that I can open and close mine. But I started doing it after that. Isn't that amazing? What we take for granted, huh? But you know, if he takes it away, and all of a sudden it's broken, and it's like this, and you can't do nothing with it, it's just right there. You can't even move your arm. And by one little prayer of faith, everything becomes totally normal. That's a great praise report. When you say praise the Lord, he tells us to do that. And as he tells us to do this, the Holy Spirit is there. We are definitely not quenching the Spirit when we're saying praise the Lord. We are not quenching the Spirit of God. And because of your prayers and of your giving and your fasting and praying and everything else for the last 40 days, that's why God has so touched this church. God inhabits the praise of his people. And so as we're praising him, he just comes and draws nigh to us, doesn't he? Oh, my goodness. And I can't think of nothing better than that. Wow, praise the Lord. Do you all realize we've been here 4 years? And I think about all of those men that helped me. You know, of course, Eldon and me, we were the welders. So these great big 60-foot beams you see up here, we had them laid out on the slab here. And me and him's got our welders out here and our hoods. And, man, we're burning them rods, wasn't we, Eldon? I mean, for days, we were just melting rod and steel together, and we made all these beams. These things weigh about 800 to 1,000 pounds apiece. And I'm thinking, you know, I'm really going to have to get my whip out to get Dave on one end and Eldon on the other and put those things up there on top of those nails. I thought, wow. I said, Lord, how are we going to do this? And then Jack Butler got healed, and Jack says, you know, what you need is my Skytrack. And that big monster just picked those beams up and set them right up on top. It made it easy. And so Dave crawled up the ladder, and he got on the very tip top of the ladder, and finally, a couple times, that big monster would almost knock him off the ladder. He's really good shape, I guess I should say. But man, he'd lock on up there, and a couple times I nearly knocked him plumb off, you know, but he hung on until we finally got that last beam up on top. And then when we did, we got it up there. Well, we got it plumbed, and then we got it welded up there. But I think of those handful of men. I mean, just six or eight men that came out here and helped us build this church. And we put this thing together to where we could have the first service in 2 months. I mean, we worked night and day. And I remember John got saved at this ministry. He didn't know Jesus. He heard about us, came here, and got saved. I'm so glad, because he's now gone home to be with the Lord. But one night, about 11 o'clock, John came out, and we were just getting ready to quit. And he said, "Pastor, I thought you might be getting ready to quit, but I heard there's going to be some high winds tomorrow and rain tomorrow." He said, "I didn't figure you were watching any news, so I thought I'd come out and see if I could help you, and we finished putting a roof on this." Well, we only liked about 20 foot of having a roof on it. And I said, "Okay." So we got up there, and all of us, and we finished putting those big rolls of insulation, putting the panels on, screwing them down and everything. And we got through, I don't know what, 4 o'clock in the morning or something like that night. And so then we all went home. And sure enough, the next morning when we woke up, it was pouring down rain. So we got the roof on it. We were so grateful that John stayed up. And John loved our ministry. He loved helping us on the church. But John went home to be with Jesus. He was a fine man. He was a man who loved Jesus. But I didn't know until we went to the funeral. His sister told me, "Did you know that John didn't know Jesus until he came to your ministry and he found Jesus at your ministry?" And all I can say is, praise the Lord. Is there many, many reasons why we can praise the Lord and give him thanks? Lord, we're so grateful. Well, Father, in the name of Jesus, we praise you and thank you, Master, that you are the King of kings and Lord of lords and God of gods. And Lord, we're thankful for this little piece of the gospel that you've given us, mostly about healing and praising you, Lord. We thank you for all the wonderful things you do. Now, Lord, we know that you don't give anybody everything, but you give each one of us a little part, and you've given us a part in healing. And Lord, I thank you for that. And I thank you for all the people you've healed, all the people you've delivered, and all the people you've touched through this ministry. And I thank you that you'll touch many more before it's all over. Lord, we have a lot going on right now in the world, but we know that there's no problem with you. You're in control of everything. And I want to praise you and thank you for being in total control of everything.
You've been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return on our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety, entitled Thanksgiving with Hands Held High, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's area code 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.